Well, thank God that's where we live. Amen. In the arms of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that. Good to have Brother Gene with us. I appreciate this preacher. He's a friend of mine. Preacher man. Thank God. I appreciate him being here and his wife. You pray God help him tonight. Amen. Give attention to the Word.
Had none of these since I quit smoking.
Help him, Lord.
Appreciate the good music. I put it down there. Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3, and I'm not preaching on tithing, so don't get nervous. But if you look funny, I could get it. I understand that. We've been in a year we've never been in.
That's right.
We've been in waters we've never been in.
That's right.
We've been in situations that we have never been in. And they always ask you at church what's going to happen. I said, I major on what he did.
Amen. Amen.
I don't major on what's going to happen because I don't know, but I know what he did.
Amen.
He took care of Noah in the flood.
Amen.
Paul and Silas down in jail, and they's all right. John on out of Patmos. We could go on forever. He did it.
Right.
He's the same yesterday, day, and forever.
Yeah.
So why would you get on nerve pills?
Amen.
If I could get the Cornerstone Baptist Church and you as scared of sin as you are the virus, we'd have a holy church.
Amen.
Somebody called me last Sunday. I try to be at church by 6:30. You don't have to do that. And well, you don't sleep very long. You can do that. And somebody called me and wanted to know if I'd heard the news. And I said, well, I'm reading the news, my Bible.
Amen.
That's the news.
Yeah.
And just very disturbing how folks give up.
Right.
I remember reading Spurgeon years ago, and he said that if you preach to broken hearts, you'll always have somebody to preach to.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be surprised the hurts and trials and cares that set before me tonight. And if I was at Cornerstone, it would be the same way.
Yes, sir.
Homes are shattered. Uh-huh. I've never seen homes in such a mess. We need a revival of manhood.
Amen.
I'm not so sure most men don't have lace on their drawers. But I remind you, we just need a revival of manhood, not dictators,
right.
Not ramrods,
right.
But just men.
Amen.
And lead their families in the ways of God. They're more concerned to get them to the ballpark than they are to church.
Amen.
Disturbing to me. So in Malachi chapter 3, I appreciate getting to come. I hadn't been but one place this year. But I got a good place to sleep.
Amen.
Plenty to eat.
Amen.
Got a good place to go to church some Sundays. Well, that's the way it is everywhere, isn't it? I was preaching the other Sunday and got a little tight, and I said, somebody go on the porch and make sure I ain't over at the monastery.
Yeah.
Got so quiet.
Yeah.
But I remind you that the book is still right.
Amen.
I get tired of hearing people talk about hard preaching. There's no such thing as right or wrong.
Amen.
And if it's right, bring it on.
Amen.
If it ain't, take it home.
Right.
The Bible said in verse 13, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, is it vain to serve God? And what profit is it we have kept his ordinances, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that worketh wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. I want to remind you that they were wondering, what is the profit of serving God? So that's what I want to deal with for a few minutes. I won't preach long. I don't think I ever do. You know, if it's a ball game that goes in overtime, you really want everybody to shut up.
That's right.
If you get overtime at church, you say, God blessed you. The preacher goes over, I don't know why he couldn't get on. We got to get to the restaurant, you know.
Yeah.
What you ought to do is go home and eat where you belong, keep your hind end out of them on Sunday. Maybe they can go to church. That's right, buddy. I ain't backing up because I'm here now. That's what I preach at home and I preach it here. The Bible said that what is a prophet? So I began to think about that, that I can honestly say by the grace of God, since December 30th, 1970, I didn't realize it, but I understand that serving God has been very profitable.
Amen.
I mean, it's paid great dividends.
Amen.
I talked to one of the richest men in town. He just walks around, tries to find a penny, never looks up. He's just looking. Stores in town have candy. He goes to all of them, gets him a piece, you know. Rich, just filthy rich. And I said, well, my interest rates are doing good this year. I've had some good investments. He said, oh. He said, who's your investor? I said, the Holy Ghost. And he said, Holy Ghost? I said, yeah, God. I said, I got some paying 30 and some 60 and some 100. I said, I've been doing good. And he just blowed his lights out. It's sad what we worship when it's no value. I thank God for His goodness and His grace. I'm glad the trip's been very profitable. I left Kentucky to go to Michigan to get away from sin and got in it worse. You can't run from sin because it's in you. But I remind you that the grace of God can track you wherever that you go. I've been so grateful in my life. It's been very profitable for Calvary. The Bible said that he who knew no sin was made to be sin. I marvel at the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men. I'm thankful for that. I praise God. I'm not in that 1, 2, 3 stuff. I'm not in that bow your head and pray a prayer. We're not saved by a prayer. We're saved by the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I just want to thank Him and praise Him that one night He passed by my way, brought Holy Ghost conviction unto me and changed my life, and I've never been the same. I've never had a desire to go back. I've never wanted to go back. I've failed Him. I've come short. I've messed up. He should have killed me, and here He come by, put His arms around me, love me, pick me up, but let me go one more time for the glory of God. I can honestly say tonight that I am what I am by the grace of God. I want to praise Him. I do want to thank Him. I thank Him for grace. He said that He came to save sinners. Paul said that I'm chief. I think I passed Him. Romans 5:8 reminds us that God commended His love toward us and while we were yet sinners. I'm going to tell you, it would stop a lot of fussing and fighting in the Baptist churches if we could get folks born again and their eyes on Him.
Amen.
You see, you'll never be right this way till you're right this way.
Amen.
And when you're right this way, you can be right this way. I mean, it's amazing how we want to fuss at everybody, what they do. You know what I tell the church sometimes? If I had wore my feelings on my shoulder, I wouldn't have lasted 6 months here. I got some I'll be preaching to 43 years in March, and I'm telling you, you can't say enough to get me to turn back by the grace of God. I done come too far. I done seen too much. I done looking at the other side, and one of these days of faith will turn to reality, and I'll see the one that sought me and bought me by the marvelous grace of God, and I'll be there forever. And ever. I told my wife, I don't want no funeral. Just take me out to the graveside. I'm sick of funerals. They don't want no preaching. They get all upset at preaching. And I said, just take me out to the graveside. I don't want no celebration of life. I just want a celebration of the Savior. Throw me in the hole and let wait till one day that when He comes, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with shout. Let Him open the grave and let me come out of there. I'll be seated in the heavens in Christ Jesus. Get me a new body. Hallelujah. Him that cometh unto me said, I'll no wise cast out. Praise God. I tell you what, you just come just as you are. I remember the night I got under that old time Holy Ghost conviction. And I'm telling you what, it was something else. I tell you what, I wish He'd quit preaching. I didn't have any idea what was going on, but I knew something in here wasn't right. I knew that.
But oh, what a difference it made when I surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear these 1, 2, 3 boys said they got saved and made Him Lord 20 years later. You'll have to tell that somebody else. The Bible said that God made Him Lord. He was Lord before we ever come on the scene. He'll be Lord when we are gone. But I surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. God made Him Lord. I just joined the team. Amen. I never made Him nothing. He's already everything. He's all I need, and I bless Him and I praise Him. How good He was to me, that He still is. He could have put me in hell, let me fry like a sausage. I'd have had no charge against God. I tell you something else, it'd been profitable for me for church. I never seen the church in such hard times. We want entertainment. We want somebody to tell us how wear their shorts. Dress like whores. I have to tell the church, this ain't a whorehouse, it's a church house. I mean, you can do what you want to, but I'm going to tell you, the house of God, I'll be in charge. You say, I don't like it. I know it, because you're a rebel. You have to submit to authority. It's a funny thing down there where you work at. They say, you got to wear them steel-toed shoes. I hauled steel, had to wear them up there in Michigan in snow. It was cold. I hated them. But if I wanted to work, I wore shoes. And if I run a stall and steel mill, I had to wear goggles. I didn't like goggles. Well, He didn't care whether I liked them or not. Just put them on. You must understand around church there's some things that are not optional. Hebrews chapter 10. Now, I'm not bragging to you, but I am telling to you that in the grace of God, I mean, I'm too fat and all that, and I had a mask on when I was born. I told the church we need to unmask instead of mask. We got folks sitting in church with all kind of masks on and hypocrites and play actors. Just take the mask off your heart and flee to Christ. I got to thinking about it. How good He's been to me. I watch folks come in church, they're sick. They got everything in the world wrong with them. Homes are messed up. Don't have any help at the house and the whole mess. And here they come in, and by the grace of God, I'll be saved 50 years in December, and I ain't missed a church service yet from being sick. Now don't get quiet on me. I didn't say you, but I am telling you one thing. It's amazing to me. What a headache pill works at work, it won't work at church. It's amazing to me. Well, I've got to go to church. Well, I don't have to go. I want to go. And I just want to thank Him and praise Him for the house of God. Down at the house of God, I got rebuked. I mean, down there, I got took in every week. Every week they said, go to the office. Every week. He wasn't even tough. But He loved me enough. I told you, I rode a motorcycle to church. He said, go to the office. Well, I was about like the Hell's Angels before I got saved. Long hair and shaggy and all that stuff. You know, so I went in. He told me about my motorcycle. He didn't like my motorcycle. I said, yes, sir. In my heart, I said, I don't understand this. But if He's going to be over me, I'm going to have to believe Him that He's been further than I've been. He knows more than I know, so I'm going to go with Him. Some of y'all don't like that. Somebody better sing, because y'all getting awful quiet. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. Some of you don't like authority. And if you don't like authority, I wonder if you're saved. Because you can't get saved without sin and authority. I didn't know that. But I tell you one thing, it wasn't very long in that Bible I read that I come under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I joined up at the church, and I don't want to die, say, attended somewhere. I want them to say it's a floor bouncer down there at the Cornerstone Baptist Church. Amen. Just put me up at the top by the grace of God. Amen. That I want to be identified with the people of God. I'm not ashamed where I go. I'm not ashamed who's there. I want to thank God for the church. Hey, you know what? They gave me a key. The bar never gave me a key. I drank it all. But the church has given me a key. I can go out there to church, shovel snow. I can turn on the heat. I got a key to the church. And nobody gave me that in the world. I love the church. I mean, I'll tell you what. Sometimes, you know, when the man of God's a preaching, and you say, he might be a... One guy said, I thought you was talking to me. I said, I was. I want it personal. Y'all like that Mother Hubbard preaching. Covers everything, touches nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you, you got to get it pinpointed out, buddy. Just lay it on the line. I'm talking to you and you and you. I don't want to be mean about it, but how are you going to help somebody if it's so general they think you're preaching over the project somewhere? Let's just keep it local. We believe in local church. Let's just have local preaching. Amen. Amen. And so the Bible said on that Old Testament, that priest said, if it looks like a leprosy, then I want you to check it. In other words, you go tell the daddy, or supposed to, said, you know, your daughter's dresses are mighty short. And it kind of looks like leprosy. Now he's got to go home and tell mama, oh boy.
Yeah.
Woo! Mama, where, you know, we went to Goodwill Day. I didn't know women had zippers in the britches. My wife said, you over in the women's department. I said, I didn't know women had zippers. She said, you in the women's department. I don't know nothing about that stuff. My wife ain't got no zippers in her, maybe in her skirts. The Lord God, I'm in the women's department looking at blue jeans, look like men's. Well, Mom put her blue jeans on. Now she's gone out of town. Now she's this. Somebody, oh, what a mess.
Right.
When he's just daddy say, I'm going to run this thing by the grace of God.
Amen.
Isn't it marvelous that you can come to the house of God? Folks, I mean, there's all kinds of people in here in all kinds of shapes, living in different houses. Some people got this, some got that, some got something else. But when you come in that house of God, you've been born in the family of God, we're on the same page. Ain't no big shots and little shots in here. And if you're a big shot, we ought to just shoot you and get it over with.
Amen.
I mean, we're all on. That's why we just put all them cookies on the bottom shelf and everybody just get them.
Amen.
Oh, yes, I love the church.
Yeah.
I never have been where I couldn't find somebody. I was out there in Arizona. I thought I'd found a place. They're about to hang me. But finally got through there. A couple of them old saints got a little happy on me. And I just joined them up. Isn't it amazing somebody shouts and we just stare at them? Why don't you get up and help them?
Amen.
Why don't you enter into it?
Amen.
If I went over here and grabbed this piano, I said, oh me, you guys would jump right up and say, let me help you, preacher. And I go over here and shout, you just sit there and look at me.
Amen.
Oh yes. I mean, I want to get in on it.
Yes.
I mean, I got saved up here at North, they call them, you know, them homegoings or comings or something, I don't know. But the preacher said, anybody want to sing? Tell me, well, I haven't been saved very long. I said, I do. And I said, I'll get Neville to help me. And he was backer. And Neville said, I can't go out there. I said, you got the guitar. You got to go. And I still remember what I said. I said, we're going to sing. If you ain't got it, we hope you get it. Let's go, Neville.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? People got blessed.
Amen.
We try to get too professional.
Amen.
I think y'all try to do the best you can. But when all is said and done, we got so many young people learning them scriptures. And I tell them, you know, if you miss a word, if you go on, they won't know it.
That's right.
Don't get around. I remember when I was in college and couldn't hardly read, and on the way to preach, my wife would read me the text. Some of them words was funny. I had to find another text. I couldn't get to them. If I can tell you one thing, if I found something I could read, I could go then, buddy.
Amen.
Amen. Said, what? I got put in the third grade book in college. Now, that's really something, wasn't it? Some of y'all think I still should be in it, don't you? But I'll tell you one thing. I could have said, well, I'm quitting. No. You're talking about Paul taking missionary journeys. I didn't know it took one way. They talked. There's a bunch of them. But I'll tell you what I did. If that old woman's going to take me and Kenneth Miles over in a room by ourselves and spend her afternoons trying to help us, by the grace of God, I was going to go with her. Got all this help through the church.
Yes, sir.
Church has been my friend.
Amen.
They took care of me.
Amen.
My wife medicine. First round in January is $4,300.
Uh-huh.
We get it for about 20 something. And she pays her deductible first month. And the church said, we're going to pay half that for you. Well, it must be some tightwads in here. Great God, I thought somebody jumped up and said, praise God. You know what it'd been? If it'd been your wife, you'd done been up, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Bunch of hypocrites. I mean, it'd been a blessing.
That's right. Yeah. Thank the Lord.
Oh, God's people. Somebody gave me $100 the other day. $100. Said that you take this $100. So I was riding down the road, told her, I said, I got $100 gift to me. She said, you did. She said, what'd you do with it? I said, I gave away. She said, who'd you give it to? I can't tell you this because it's on all that blow tube or something. But anyway, won't be long. Y'all can quit all that because they're coming after us. And I'm going to tell you something. I thought she said, you didn't give them nothing. But there's another family at church and surgery, and problems, and children. And Sunday morning, I just handed him that $100.
Yeah.
He said, what's that for? I said, being here, I guess.
Amen. Amen.
If you come here, you deserve $100.
Right.
How long been since you have somebody? He said, you know our problem in America? We don't hardly need anybody that needs help. We've let the government do our job. See, I live out in the country. I drove down towards Salisbury. I've never seen so many people on street corners. So now, we go to Bowling Green, but we're out there in the country. I'm on a dead-end road, just three houses on it. More ticks out there than there are people. I like it, though. I really like it. And more people wanting to move out than in. But just good. I thank God for our church. They've been generous. Preacher called me. Need a septic tank. Now, we never bought a septic tank. That's a mission project, I guess. Wife's sick. Needs three surgeries. Can't have them yet. Sewer run all over the yard. And they got 12, 13 members. So we was out there working. I said, boys, we need to buy a septic tank. Now, that'd be an interesting discussion.
Yeah.
A septic tank.
Yeah.
They said, well, let's just get it. We called down there and told him, put a septic tank in, we'll pay for it. If you see your brother in need, how's 13 people going to buy a septic tank? He can't even pay him. How are they going to get a septic? Old Brother Shane joined me now, he knows 8 people. But I mean, there's some people I don't help. I tell them from the pulpit, some of you ain't going to help you. If you don't tithe and give offering, I ain't helping you. And I don't even ask, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I believe it's a sin for a church to help a member that won't tithe because the curse of God's on them and their bag's got a hole in it and all you're doing is bailing them out where God's judging them. Y'all can discuss that on the way home. I'm just telling you, I've been profitable. Every time I move, I've been a preacher. I love preachers. I'm for preachers. I love them. I love the house of God. I mean, I've never seen a woman smoke out in front of the church. So I went to the mountains of college, and the first church we visited, a woman had it wasn't what row you on, because that thing was that long, and she's out there in front of that hill smoking a cigarette. I've never seen that in my life. Now, I think we had some went to the car, I know.
Yeah.
I said, wow. But I tell you one thing, I didn't quit going because she smoked.
Amen. Amen.
You see, you got you looking at each other. Still looking at him. That's why we have fusses and fighting and bite and devour and all that and can't get along. We're worse than the Masons. At least they just blackball you and go home. Come on now, surely ain't no. I don't. And then I'll tell you something else. I thought about this, how profitable it's been that God Almighty would reach down and call us out of darkness into light. I know it caused some preach. I read the other day somewhere, two little boys walking across the field, an airplane going across there, and it had on the back of it flying out, it said GP on it. So one of them said, what do you think that means? He said, well, I think it means go preach. And the other said, well, I'll tell you what it means to me, go plow. So one of them was a farmer, one of them was a preacher. It doesn't matter. They both doing what God wanted them to do.
Right. Yeah.
I don't see many preachers being called in our generation. And part of it is the way the churches have treated the men of God.
Yeah.
Cussed and discussed and made fun of them, made light of them. I mean, you know, if his family does something, that's wicked. But if your family does something, oh, they just messed up. Give them another chance. Come on, now just give them another chance. I mean, you have to church somebody. I hate it. And then they get mad at you. Well, I'm going to tell you, they know when they join. I mean, if you don't carry on at work, they fire you. We at least better than that. We just church you. We don't put it. You know, reason we can't have a real prayer meeting at church? Because this stupid, damnable social media. I wonder what you, how many you'd have if we said everybody on that social media for gossips. Can't join. I preached a whole sermon. Now listen, I've never preached against the internet. You can't believe that, but I had. It's a tool. You're not going to have a job without it. You ain't going to be able to do nothing without it. And it won't be long. You can't even get clothes without it because stores are going to be shutting down. But I'm going to tell you, you can't leave it alone. Somebody told me, said, they're really blowing you out on the internet. I said, bad shot. I ain't felt it. I never turned it on. I got to lay at church, takes care of my business for me, and I'm not against it, I'm telling you. But I'm telling you what, it is a mess. It stole the affections of the people of God, and we got more busybodies in the Baptist churches than there's ever been in the hair saloons.
Right. That's right.
Know everybody's business.
Amen.
What makes you think you're supporting your roving reporter? What makes you supporting? Who cares what time you combed your hair? Some of them go to church, look like they're stuck in a light socket, never even combed it. I mean, who cares who you saw at the store? I mean, I don't hardly have anybody speaking to me at the store. I tell our people, I said, if I went to the store and wore a dress, would y'all holler, hey, praise God, there's the preacher, hallelujah. But y'all turn them bull plight and britches, I ain't too excited to see you either. My calling. He said he counted me faithful. That's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And Revelation said we're faithful to the end.
Right.
I'm amazed at that. You see, I tell you what, when God calls a man to preach, he gives him a message.
That's right.
Now, the message is restricted. It's not restricted to where it can go, but it's restricted to where it can come from.
Uh-huh.
That King James Bible.
Amen.
That's it.
Right.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Somebody asked me, said, you think Paul had a King James Bible? I said, if he's at Cornerstone, he would.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for it.
Amen.
I mean, I have all them little kids memorizing scriptures for all this mess starting and all that stuff. It causes confusion.
Right.
And if you start saying this word, it would be better something else. The next thing you know, you create doubts in folks' minds and they wonder if it all ain't wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to be a moron to believe that stuff. Now, I studied Greek and I studied Hebrew, but I failed English almost. So I got to stay with it. I thought about something else. God has been so good to me to allow me good company.
Amen. Amen.
Now, some folks I can't run with. I was telling him, I got thrown out of a church preaching. And then the guy came out in the parking lot. He said, I'll tell you what we do. He said, we got dinner ready. I said, well, I read the Bible. Some people I can't eat with, and you one of them. Just shut the door. Shut up. Cut it too close.
Yeah.
I remind you, you see, I don't want to join a companion of fools.
Right.
I love to walk with a brother and have no greater joy. Then to walk with us. You know, some of the best times we have at church when we work together.
That's right.
I mean, we shut down for a while. Sometimes sin shuts us down. Sometimes the government shuts us down.
Yeah.
And every once in a while we shut her down.
Right.
But we had the best time on Saturdays working. We got a lot of work done. Work, 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 work. We had a good time. You know, men, they can kind of halfway joke and get by.
Uh-huh.
But women fuss. If woman over here say, man, thank God she's here. I mean, we went on a lot of mission trips. I never let them go to the store. You know why? One of them wanted that brand. This one, this brand. Maybe nothing wrong with it, but we ain't got time to discuss brands. We want to eat. So just give me the list and I'll go. They said, the stove won't work. I said, oh, I'll get it working. Well, I cheated. I bought some pies already cooked and put them in the oven. I said, y'all not going to believe this, but I got that oven going. They said, no, you didn't. They held up and said, yes, he did. We have a good time walking. Psalms 119 said, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee.
Amen.
I don't want to be a companion of fools. Some people I just can't fellowship with. Some people think their gifts are arguing. I mean, if you like vanilla and I like strawberries, so what? Let's eat.
Amen.
You want to wear a white shirt and somebody else, don't wear no pink. No. That's what them queers wear, sodomites or whatever. Ain't got no use for them either. I don't have no. One lady said, well, I've got some good queer friends. I said, I don't have any. God don't have any, and I ain't going to be any. And we're giving them a free ride. I tell you what's going to happen. It's going to get in the toy box with the sodomites and the cross-dressers and the lesbians and the whole bunch. And folks are going to bring it on in, grandma and grandpa. And if you ain't got enough guts to tell them to stop it, they'll load her up. You say, well, that's my wife's mama. Well, so what? I thought you took her. And she don't want you bringing her back, so she won't get too mad.
Amen.
Good company. I love to. You know what I found out? If you ain't got no TV, ain't got no internet, I hate a radio. She likes it, so I let her have it. I'm telling you, you ain't got nothing. Nobody wants to come over. And it's wonderful. You know what we do at night? Ain't but three houses on our road, mosquitoes and ticks and deer. And we sit out there by 8 o'clock, eat crackers, drink belly washers or water or something, you know. Have a good time. In the cart, nobody comes by. Don't even have to take a gun out there. Got one by the bed, but don't have to take it out there. And people say, well, isn't that boring? No, I like it. I drove around here down, how y'all survive this town? Any town. Somebody said, Mike burn Louisville down, why are you going? I said, strike her. Let her go. If y'all want them to have it, have it.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong? There's no peace and quiet anymore.
That's right.
Everybody's addicted to noise.
Yep.
Noise. We stopped in the Goodwill day. I told her I got to go to the car. I can't handle the noise. I don't even know men's women for britches anyway, so I'm going to the car. I don't like it. Now, I'll tell you something else I've been profitable. I didn't know this. I didn't appreciate it. But God gave me a good companion.
Amen.
Been profitable.
That's blessed.
Stay with that motel and you watch whores, meth mouse. And I'll be honest with you, I feel sorry for them. Not enough to help them by it, but I feel sorry for them. Because you know what that Bible said? Such were some of you. You may not have been on that, but you were on something that kept you far away from God. And it's the grace of God. When I was in Baltimore, can you imagine me preaching a rescue mission in Baltimore? Son, they liked it. I mean, there's probably 150 in there. There's doctors in there. There's lawyers in there. They got on all them pills and drugs and wiped out. Eyes are blowing it out and all that. But I'm going to tell you what. They listen. And I was in a rescue mission at 17 in Los Angeles, or Flagstaff. Didn't have nowhere to sleep. Didn't know where to lay down. And God in His mercy come by my way, pick me up. Gave me a good place to live. Gave me a good church. Got a good wife. A kid said, how do you know who to marry? I said, mine was easy. She asked me. And she told me, she said, I got forgiveness. And I said, the problem with forgiveness, there's consequences of forgiving sin. Been good. See, she's religious and I was lost. And God passed by and saved us both the same night. Been a good trip. She's father. Somebody said, y'all have any fights? I said, we've had some loud discussions. I know y'all wouldn't have any of them because we're in church. And you got your halo on. When you get in that parking lot, them horns will come back out. I mean, God just been good.
Amen.
I mean, always took care of us. Always fed. Set a table in the wilderness. Got me the best job in Michigan. Here I am hellbound and lost and without God. And got the best paying job in town, hauling steel. And we're running with drunks, gambling at night. And all of a sudden, you just get fed up with it. You know why a lot of people don't get saved? They don't get sick of it.
That's right.
Too many parents bailing them out.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, when that boy left home there in Luke, the father didn't go down there to the pig pen and said, I'll give you some money.
Right. Amen.
Boy, I got something I don't like. And I also told them, when they can sin, the whole family went down.
That's right.
judgment of God fell on all of them. Right. They used the children to try to make us feel sorry for them, to bail them out of sin. And they will not come out, and we are not able, programmed at 76 years old, to have a 2-year-old in the house chasing diapers and poop.
Right. That's right.
Come on now, you know it's right.
Right.
A companion said, the wife of my youth.
Right.
Yes, preacher, I got my marriage picture on the refrigerator.
Amen.
Yes. Now the kids at church come over and they said, well, that's a preacher, but who's that with you? I gave him $5. Pretty good, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Say, well, you don't look like you did when she... No, but you don't either. You men always fussing about how she looks. Why don't you look?
Right.
Well, say, you, she's getting pretty big, but don't look like you've been to Weight Watchers.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you, if you marry what's in the heart, it'd make a whole lot of difference.
That's
you won't have to wear her every night if you got her for what's in the heart. Y'all really like that. Especially you skinny women. Now you think a fat woman get up and shout, she ain't done nothing either. I'm just telling you, that's how it is.
Yeah.
They worry about somebody like you.
Yeah.
Want them blue jeans on her. Wear it like it. Yeah. Hey, she ain't gonna stay like that.
Right.
And you ain't either.
Right.
Just marry what's in the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said in Deuteronomy, this is a hard one here. In Deuteronomy said, cheer up the wife.
Uh-huh.
Let her go shopping. You know what it said in 1 Kings 21? It said Jezebel stirred him up. You know what? I think I've had maybe one man couldn't do nothing with. I never had much trouble out of men and had a wife.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you do all right, church. He gets ready to raise his hand. You say, damn. Everybody knows he's talking about us. Well, it's quiet now, ain't it? You know what a pastor told me? If you get her real quiet, you're loading her up, she's run smooth. Women got... And no, you think what's wrong with our country? Women. Too many women in high places. They're supposed to be keepers at home. And I understand there's some women have to work, but didn't they starve? But some women have to work for the men's toys. Got to have another gun. I bought one last week. We'll go ahead and confess it while she's here. Got to have this. And I like nice things. I got nice things. I'm not going to lie to you. My house is full of junk. 1800s. I like it. I worked to get it. But God gave me breath to get it. And I don't own it. You know that bed I sleep in, 1800? You know what? I wonder sometime who died in it. I wonder who owned it. I wonder how many fights they've had in this bed and somebody got knocked out of it. You get to thinking about it. I'm going to tell you what, a guy preached the other day at church. He said, I'm 80 years old. I thought, Lord God, that's old. Then all of a sudden it dawned on me, big boy, you're heading towards 77. I said, wait a minute. It ain't sound as bad as I thought. My wife's sick. She got a lot of problems. I have to be her brain. I have to be the doctor, get her appointments. I have to do it all. I call up your shop. I said, this is O.J. Simpson. I'd like to know when you're cutting throats. And she said, I know it's you, preacher. And she's booked up. She's still getting me in. That's right. I try to take care of her. I don't like to ride with her, but I take care of her. The Bible said in Proverbs 18, find a wife, find a good thing. I doubt if any of us in here appreciate them like we ought to. Oh, you're pretty age check kid in church. When I ask kids, I say, how your daddy treat your mama? Oh, Lord, don't tell me. I got a little boy comes in my study, he tells on everybody. It's bad. I promise you one thing. I've never one time said a bad word about his daddy. You know what I tell him? We're going to pray for him. Why would I want to run his daddy down? He's already going to hell. I've already told him to shut up in church. Don't ever get up in here and testify. But I'm not going to tell that boy that. I mean, can you imagine this broken heart and homes that we're dealing with? Homes are about shot. Divorce courts are... They said during this epidemic, divorce rate really went up. Can you imagine how to stay in the house together?
Yeah.
Woo-wee. Better have front porch crackers.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells on us, don't it?
Yeah.
I thought about this. I thought about how the course that God has put me on, how profitable it's been. I could not took a map, put it on GPS, and planned it out as good as God has done for me to let me land in the big city of South Union, population 69, and preach the preaching that God bids week after week after week after week. Got a nice church, got plenty of ground, pretty place, fellowship hall, got it all, but most of all, thank God for the saints that are in it.
Amen.
I preached in living rooms, I've done it all, boys. It ain't the building, it's the Holy Ghost and the people. I like all this. You have more running room, you clear out a little bit. But I'm going to tell you, when all's said and done, it won't be this. It'll be what's in our hearts and what we bring in here. Whether we come in to worship God in spirit and in truth, rear back, open up our hearts to the things of God and let Him speak to our hearts and go out them doors, glad and merry. Thank God! Thank God! Thank God! We had a little meeting the other night. One boy jumped higher in the pews. I didn't think he could do that. And then four or five testifying at once and the crying and the screaming and the hollering and the carrying on. You say you do that all the time? No, sometimes it ain't too good. But every once in a while, God just breezed by. Said, y'all just relax a little bit and get you a drink. Could be dry here for a little while, but right now, just let it rain.
Right.
Oh, let the heavens drop down on us. Let God let us know that He knows all about the virus and He's still in control.
Right.
I'm not worried about that election. I vote for Trump today and let the rest of it go. I'm not a Democrat or Republican, but I couldn't get drunk enough to pull Sleepy Joe's liver.
Right.
Well, right, isn't it?
Right.
Somebody said, you can't tell them how to vote. I said, I don't. I tell them how not to. Sure, they can get their liver.
Right.
The course. I mean, I thought all this job, I had it all laid out. I lived on a lake. I had a motorcycle, brother. I had a little boat. I mean, I'd ride about 20 feet from the back door to the water. Had a good, probably good paying job as it was in town. And I was doing well. Got saved. Enjoying God. And all that. And the Holy Ghost started knocking on my heart. So I go up there and get the preacher out of bed about 1 o'clock in the morning. And he didn't have much education. And I'm glad he didn't, because education killed preaching.
Amen.
And so what I did was, I said, Pastor, I come up here, now it's 1 o'clock in the morning probably. It was late. And the old man tired. And here I am knocking on the door. And he's checking, he's trying to be nice. And he should have told me that I'm closed, see you in the morning 9 to 5 like Dolly or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said, Preacher, I just come up here to tell you that I believe God's called me to preach and I'm not going to do it. I thought that'll get him. He got me. You know what he said? He said, you go back home. I didn't call you. You go home, tell God, and leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
Never done that no more. Oh, what a blessing. The course. You think of all the good people that I've got to meet.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the best folks I know go to church.
Amen.
I mean, I had a lost man call me today from Virginia. He's wealthy. He don't know a thing about God. He knows about antiques. He knows about cows. He knows about... But he don't know God. And the last time I preached, I think out in the last... Anyway, I was up there. And I told him, I said, I'm preaching over here tonight. He said, you are. He said, one day I'm going to come see you. Now, I never thought he'd come. I ain't going to lie to you. And here his wife and him come in. Sit down. He called me today. He said, the whole world's turned upside down. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, my wife's got cancer in the fourth stage. And I said, what you're telling me is all them goals and dreams don't matter now, do they? See, just one word changed the course of your life.
That's right. Yeah.
Just one phone call, you could never be the same.
Amen.
I went to the doctor out horse. They said, you got the cancer in your vocal cords, hollering too much. I'm going to keep hollering. And they working on it. I got to go back. But Shank, he said he had to go to boys' school. They thought, we're going to throw me out. Well, that woman, she started. She said, talk to me like you do at church. Son, I rear back started preaching. So I just pricked her mouth. I said, God, hold on the world. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Well, that's what she said. But I remember before I left, she cried and shut the door. And she said, maybe you've helped me more than I've helped you.
Amen.
I ain't never been to a doctor. I didn't talk about being saved. I had one day won't answer. I said, if you can't hear, I don't need you. I'm not no secret disciple. I don't want to be a smart aleck.
Right.
But maybe in the providence of God, He's sending us in there where nobody else is going to be.
That's right.
We forgot about providence. Talk to Him.
Yes.
My wife had got that arthritis in her head or something, and her doctor came in and seen it before. And he said, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to pray with y'all. I said, I don't care if you pray twice. But isn't that something? Ain't many of them left, boys.
No.
They think they're self-made. And I don't want us to ever forget how others took care. But you think about this. Let's think about heaven. It's almost a forgotten subject, isn't it?
That's right.
This world's not our home.
Right.
I got people scared to death of virus. Now, I'm not making light of it, but according to them, if I get it, I just go to a funeral home because I got everything they say to give you. And I'm not stupid. And I tell them at church, if you're sick, stay home. And if you got a fever, stay home. And if you ain't, turn the TV off and get to church. And I'm not going to just be stupid. Or I already don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. God knows about the virus. He knows about me. He knows about you. I'm not saying you can do anything you want to and get by, but I'm telling you that our confidence is in God.
Amen.
And not in the news.
Right.
So heaven's getting sweeter all the time.
Amen.
Yeah, I still remember that old thing I read about an epitaph. It said, beneath the sky, beneath the trees, lies the bottom of Solomon's body of Solomon. Peas ain't here, it's just a pot. Peas shelled out and went home to God.
Amen.
And one of these days, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and a voice, the arcade and the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be called up together, meet Him in the Lord. So shall we ever be with the Lord. I say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Praise Him in open assembly. Trust Him in the darkness. Don't forget what He's done to you when the sun is shining and it's still God when it clouds up. I just say, bless Him. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, glory, 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 glory. Thank God for helping us. Thank God for giving us a little breath. Let's not waste it. Blow it out. Blow it out. Bless Him. Praise Him. Help us. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll lift up holy hands. And one day we'll be gone forever and ever and ever. Now this world's not my home. I'm just passing through. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Robert testified. Brother, I thank the Lord for saving me. I thank Him.
I was sitting here as he was preaching tonight, just got to thinking, this right here is the very spot that the Lord come to me that night and showed me exactly who I was, what I was, and how I can go. And I bless His holy name for revealing the truth of the Word of God in my heart and blessing my soul. And I thank Him. He's been so good to me, brother. You're right there. Thank you. He's been so good to me.
Bless
us
now.
Amen.
Thank
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, bless us.
Amen.
Thank God. Sister Parker,
stand and
sing tonight.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
The Lord prepared me.
Oh, yeah.
I can look back to the wasted years I had, you know, and
with a false profession, yeah. I saw nothing wrong with my life.
Uh-huh.
But you know, there came a day when the Lord said,
yes.
And because I was in church and I had that false profession, I fought it. And you know, almost for a whole year, December, I fought it because I didn't know any better and I didn't know how to get out of it.
Right.
And you know, but the Lord, He didn't leave me alone. He kept staying with me. And then in December of 94, He saved me.
Thank God.
And you know, His word that I had read became alive.
Thank you.
After I got saved, it did before.
Thank God.
And that's the right. Word that I read, that Jesus said, to go to different meetings and three days. You know,
Amen. Saved, the Lord delivers you from this present evil world.
Right.
Amen. Thank God. Anything preached to draw me closer to God, I want to give it all. That's right. That's what it's about in my heart. Thank God. I appreciate reproof. Amen. I've been reproved some tonight, and I thank God for it. Amen. Bless the Lord. I want to draw closer to God. That's what I'm about.
That's right.
Amen. Thank God for preaching. Amen. Thank God for preaching the word. Amen. Anybody got a testimony tonight? God's a touch in your heart. Holy Ghost touching you and you need to say something.
Well, I'd like to thank the Lord for being here tonight. And one thing I've really been blessed tonight is see all these young people playing these instruments and stuff that I didn't see the last time I was here. And I thank the Lord for that.
Amen, sister. Thank God. I appreciate you. Amen. Thank God for the young people. Amen. Thank God. Bless the Lord. Amen. All they encourage them. Amen.
We hit a home run, you scream and holler, and they pay you just to stare at
them. That's right. That ain't too good.
Anybody else? I want to remind you that we're going to take off for tonight. Brother Gene, if you've got something you want to give, you give as God directs your heart. And then, too, I want to remind you, too, of them mission cards need to be turned in. And just some of them been turned in. If you get them turned in by Sunday night, then we'll count and see what we got there. And what we'll do is put the offering plate up here. And the mission cards are in one plate, and you can give offering in another one. And if you got something you want to give tonight, I appreciate the preacher. Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate Brother Matthias. He's never changed.
Right.
I met him. He preached back here in the 90s. Might not remember. We had a morning service here.
Yeah.
And he preached here in the 90s. Amen. And I remember it. So I was in the meeting. Amen. Had a bunch of preachers here and had a good meeting. And this man, amen. What's that?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. That. Amen. I appreciate and love him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for
it. I love the church.
Amen. Yes, sir, brother. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Let's stand tonight. We'll have prayer. Brother Keith, pray for us.
Father
in
heaven, thank you, Lord, for the good word of God. The truth of God.